We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And sometimes sports happens, you know, and you just, there's really no explanation. I know people want, like, who's the fall guy? Why didn't, sometimes stuff just happens and you just underperform. You know, things like that are just part of sports. But, you know, he was talking about Robbie Ray, and he's like, you know, we needed to be blown away on Robbie Ray. That, to me, is actually a good exercise. I think over the last couple of years, there's been too many times like, oh, we didn't even consider it, whether they did or didn't. I don't want to hear that publicly, you know, on a Blake Snell, on a Carlos Rodon. Mm-hmm. No, we think, I remember Farhan had a line. They had one time through their rotation fully healthy. That was after Robbie Ray returned. He was like, we have the best rotation in baseball. We would never even consider trading Blake Snell. And it was like, okay. Come on, man. Like, I didn't even want to hear that at that time. And I, whether that's true or not, I think the way you present things needs to be, you got to use good PR. And I think saying that, hey, we did listen to offers for Robbie Ray, but we needed to be blown away. That tells me two things. Number one, they are worried about competing for next year. They're not just going to mail in 2026, which is obvious because you have a significant payroll investment. But also that, like, we did our due diligence. You know, we did our due diligence and we searched and we looked high and low to try to find something and it just didn't materialize to our liking. So like that tells me they did their job. And I wanted to hear that as a Giants fan yesterday.
Well, that's what made the Duvall trade, I guess, interesting to me. And this is from the 415 of the Boxer & Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. 888-957-9570 is the number, by the way. Giddings in for Spadoni with Shasky. What'd you make of yesterday? If you want to chime in on the conversation, please do. Morning. Can you please discuss the Duvall trade? Looking at the numbers and stats, it seems like the Giants received a very light return. Did Posey panic during the last minutes? It did come down in the final minutes by the 3 o'clock deadline. And then, is Duvall really not valued by Major League Baseball? I figured they'd get at least a top 60, maybe top 10 prospect for him, because they did get a couple top 25 guys. But I guess it was
25 in that team system.
Yes, and the Yankee system.
Maybe they mean top 60 overall.
Overall?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Look.
That's rich.
It is very rich. And but again, like, there were a couple of relievers that netted top guys. I think the Phillies gave up two top 10 prospects for Johan Duran. Helsley got a top 8 player from the Mets. And I forget who. Oh, Mason Miller obviously got a top 3 guy from the A's.
I wonder two things. The first is, are we overrating Duvall's value relative to how baseball sees him?
Potentially.
Right. So that's one aspect. And then the other aspect is, did the Giants kind of come late to the party on opening up the doors on who they would trade? Because, you know, David Sampson was on with us. He used to run the Marlins. And he basically said, like, if you think these deals are done on a whim, you're tripping. Like, these things take weeks. You know, days or whatever. It's not like, hey, just pick up the phone and call like in Moneyball. He says that's just not how it works. And so, you know, maybe, you know, Ev, like, maybe they waited till Monday to finally, like, put Duvall out there, because maybe up until Monday or Tuesday, they were like, no, what we are standing pat. We actually think we're in it. And then after you lose six in a row at home, maybe your algorithm changed. And by then, maybe teams have moved on to other closer deals or guys that they actually like a little more. And they would have considered Doval earlier in the process. But again, they've moved on to acquire something else. That I don't have the answer for. We won't know. But yeah, I wonder it.
Well, just reading the market, it does feel like Doval was... He's a good reliever. He's a closer on some teams, but he's not the guy that everybody wanted first.
Yes.
Like, again, Duran got traded first.
Totally.
Helsley got traded first. Even Bednar, who the Yankees also picked up and gave up a higher prospect for, got traded for first. And then you're looking at Mason Miller, who might be the crown jewel of them all. Like, that's four closers that got dealt before Doval eventually the Giants got off of at the end, the very last second, literally, of the deadline. So, you know, I think that the Mets probably asked about him. They got Tyler Rogers. Like, I have to imagine that they talked about Doval.
No, they apparently, that was who they wanted originally.
Rogers.
The Mets. That was a report like a week or two ago, like right going into that series.
And that tells me that they felt like Helsley was better than Doval.
Yes.
Otherwise, you would probably just try to get both of them. Because
that's a great point.
You could just use that eighth overall prospect they gave up to get Helsley to go and acquire Doval. So, yeah, I think that might be telling us what the market said, what other teams think about him.
And I also wonder, like, on the Robbie Ray thing, I think they waited till the very end on Robbie Ray, which I think was the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
I think he, more than any of the other guys we're talking about, was like a, if we're going to trade this guy, let's make sure we're really out of it, you know, which makes total sense. That's the smart thing. But, you know, in retrospect, it's like...
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Maybe if they were first to market to put them out there, maybe they would have gotten blown away earlier in the process. These are all woulda, coulda, shouldas and unknowns. But these are the parts that fascinate me, you know, the deals that don't get done that we hear about so often.
And also, like, the starting pitching market was relatively bare. Like, the Twins sold everybody. If you go and look at the list of the players the Twins got off of, they got off of everyone except Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
Because also another player that did move that was expected to was Sandy Alcantara from Miami. Both of those teams needed to be blown away. I don't know what the potential ask was for Miami, but Boston, Minnesota was asking Boston for one of their ready-made outfielders and prospects, and they didn't want to give that up. I think that the Giants probably wanted a similar type of deal for Robbie Ray, and if they had gotten it, I do think that they would have considered trading him. But again, you have to be willing to walk away from a deal, and I think that's where I'm also reading what the Giants did specific to Doval, and I do think that after seeing how everything played out, looking at some of the pitchers and even some of the bats that weren't dealt, the Giants wanted to get off of Doval at the deadline.
I agree.
I don't know if they sold low. That remains to be seen.
We'll see.
But they determined sometime in the last couple of weeks that he was someone they were going to trade.
It's funny we talk about like the woulda, coulda, shouldas, and I saw all the deals. How did it land for Giants fans seeing Carlos Correa get dealt? There's an alternate universe where he's
back
still
to
like
a team he could win a World Series with?
No, I know, but there's an alternate universe where I was thinking about yesterday's deadline. Doval, yes, this guy goes. Like a,
yeah.
There's an alternate universe where the Giants got Correa. He underperforms. He's got like 9 years left on his deal or 10 years left on his deal. And he's like almost untradeable at that point. Did that cross your mind at all as you were watching all these deals go down yesterday?
Well, there's that one was interesting because I think one of the big issues was just the money. Like I think the Twins had to eat, was it $50 million?
Yeah, I think he's got 105, whatever it is. He's got 100 left.
Yeah, so they had to just eat money for a player that they didn't get much out of. And it, like that was a fire sale. The Twins completely sold just about everything they had. And Ryan was someone they didn't have to deal because he's under team control. But like some of those moves that the Giants either missed out on or didn't make, look, in a couple years, you might be looking at some of the guys on your own team like that.
Sure.
I mean, Adamas, Devers, Chapman, these are all guys on long-term deals. Chapman's the oldest of the three. But, you know, you hope... Like, what Carlos Correa was yesterday for the Twins is what you hope never happens to an Albatross contract.
You hope that does not become the Rafi Devers deal.
Yes. Yeah, and, like, I mean, I have to assume that at least you're going to get a couple more years of good play. Because,
yeah.
like Correa, the moment Correa signed, I think he's had one good year with Minnesota.
I mean, you look at it, he's missed a lot of time, and he's underperforming. The power numbers aren't what they were.
He's always been injury prone.
Yeah, and the team did have success, and down the stretch, he was good for them in, was it the year they went to the playoffs, 2024? Whatever year it was, he was a good player down the stretch for them, but overall, his numbers have been deflated since leaving Houston. He has not been the same player.
No, and of course he's going to go back, and I bet he's going to be awesome.
Of course he is.
That's just,
well, him and Altuve will be stealing signs again.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Well, they'll also probably be competing for a World Series, which absolutely pisses me off. The other thing, too, it's like, what? All right, so one of the things that did hit me about the collection of players that they got, so Tidwell and Gilbert from the Mets, Rodriguez and Vreeland from the Yankees, and even a couple throwaways, guys. Three of those guys are AAA players. Vreeland is 24. He's kind of been pushed up against the AA wall. But I did think it was interesting that Posey identified, and Manazian as well, they identified players that are close to or ready-made. And I did think that that was something that was purposeful, which also indicates to me that Posey is... He's not looking for a long sort of rebuild. Otherwise, I think they might have been able to get players that are younger... or identified guys in single A or rookie ball. But that's not something I believe they're interested in. I think they're looking for, they were looking at the deadline for guys that either can come up, who knows? Someone like Yaz might have been moved because they think that Gilbert
exactly is
pretty close to getting to the show and we got to build some at bats for him. You know, Tidwell has already gotten and broken through into the major leagues. That's someone who can help your rotation.
These are names that nobody knows. Like, I'm just being real. Most.
You're going to know him soon.
No, I know, but most Giants fans, like on acquiring them, nobody knows. But I love how we freak out, and myself included, like, oh, it's this ranking and that ranking. What position, forget the player, forget their ranking, what position was the most like, they acquired that position?
Catcher.
Why?
Because that player can actually hit, and Patrick Bailey is someone that we have a lot of questions about. I mean... I think like that.
I'm with you in lockstep.
That's the quote unquote centerpiece of that deal for Doval. Jesus Rodriguez,
I agree,
is a catching prospect from the Yankees who has hit 300 at pretty much every single level that he has gotten to.
His stance is pretty interesting.
He's got an 850 OPS. He hits the ball hard, and he's somebody that I do think that Posey, along with Manazian, looked at and said, "You know what? Let's see," because Patrick Bailey has given us virtually nothing at the plate since he's gotten to the show.
Yeah. To me, I'm in the same agreement as you. Getting a catcher was, I thought it was paramount in the draft, and I didn't think that they drafted enough of that position. And I think getting this guy signals, like, all right, you're on notice, Pat Bailey. We can't go into next year with Kisner, and I think Kisner's been serviceable. He's been fine. We can't go into this year with Pat Bailey and Kisner. We have to be better than that.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Well, let's hear from the general manager of the Giants, who broke down all the prospects they got yesterday. If you're wondering who these guys are, some of their tools, here's Zach Manassian.
Blake Tidwell and Drew Gilbert, both highly regarded, high draft picks within the past couple of years. So Tidwell's got a big arm, plus breaking ball. Gilbert, left-handed hitter, plus defender, plays with an edge. Two players that we've had interest in since they were draft eligible. So, pretty excited about them. Jesus Rodriguez, catcher we got back from the Yankees. Triple-A, swing the bat, can really throw. Athletic enough to move around the field. And we think he could be a quality defensive catcher. Parks Harbor is a hitter that we got, one of the better performers in minor league baseball this year after being a non-drafted free agent. Tristan Vreeling was another higher draft pick out of Gonzaga with a good arm, pitched up to Double-A. Velocity's been trending up. Carlos De La Rosa is a young left-hander, another person, arm strength. We think there's some upside there. And in the Yaz deal, we're excited to get back Junior Marte, young pitcher. In low A, having a great year, 2.70 ERA, big body, 6'5", arm strength.
So that's just a quick synopsis of all those players. But again, the theme, I think, again, is he's trying to find guys that are going to push some of his current roster either to a higher level or potentially out.
What a name, Parks Harbor.
He's hitting 320.
I know. I think he was an SEC guy and then transferred to ACC. But
wouldn't it be kind of nice if he parked a couple in the harbor here?
You took my joke.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Great minds think alike.
It's an incredible name, is it not?
It is.
Parks Harbor.
It's a great baseball name.
I mean, like if Madden gave me that name as a creative player name, I would draft that guy. 100%.
You got Parks Harbor. You got Blade Tidwell.
Blade Tidwell. I love these names.
Blade. That's what
I'll give you. My
baseball
favorite
doesn't have enough of anymore.
It's no,
great,
they don't.
Great names.
One guy that I was all in on, he never ended up materializing. Like Tank Carradine. The name Tank Carradine was just a great name. It was a great name. You're a football player. Tank Carradine. No?
Oh, man, that's one of the reasons I wanted Scataboo.
Scataboo?
I mean, Scataboo is just a great name for a running back.
It's a great, yes.
He's looking pretty elusive.
Oh, God, I love some of these names. These are great. No, you're 100% right about picking up somebody who is a little more ready-made and ready to go. I also think that speaks to how bad their AAA and AA, like just lineups,
yeah,
are, and there aren't a lot of reinforcements to help them at the big league level. So I think they did what they needed to do, and although it stinks in terms of the big picture, it was necessary. I don't understand, like, I didn't think Verlander was going to get them anything, and I know you're trying to do right by him, but like, who wants Verlander? He only was, had a couple of decent starts. Who's really like jumping over themselves to acquire him right now? I didn't think that was a plausible thing that could happen, them dumping him. Maybe they try to throw him on waivers or something. I don't know. We'll see.
No, but I mean, it's like the starting pitching market was pretty barren, and to the point where it's like, I think it was Bailey Falter, the guy who carved up the Giants the other day for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like, that might have been one of the more under-the-radar moves and acquisitions by the Royals. The biggest name that left yesterday was Merrill Kelly, going from the Diamondbacks to the Rangers, who believe they have action. And even the Padres picking up in the Miller deal, middle-of-the-pack starter like J.P. Sears. Did you think anything about, or did you feel some type of way
Padres
when you saw, the San Diego Padres,
okay,
a team that is not the best in the division, acquire Mason Miller, J.P. Sears, and then go out and get Ramon Laureano, Ryan O'Hearn, and, oh, by the way, a catcher. Like, they got basically everything they didn't have.
They are so aggressive.
And they kept Cease.
But why have they been able to be so aggressive? Like, they've dealed and wheeled and wheeled and dealed for like five straight years. I looked at this. These are AJ Preller trades.
I was going to say, did you see the list of players that he has dealt away?
It is incredible. Trey Turner, James Wood, Max Fried, Josh Naylor, Andres Munoz, Mackenzie Gore, David Bednar, CJ Abrams, Xavier Edwards, Hunter Renfro, this guy that the A's acquired, this 18-year-old that everyone's talking about, River Ryan, DeVries, Robbie Snell. Yeah. I mean, it is like a who's who of the top dudes that would want to be available over the last couple of years in terms of prospects. It's wild.
Someone take that guy's Amex card. Like, it's like someone take his credit card, because he's going to max it out at some point. And like, the fact that he's able to just continue to throw all of these prospects at the wind, number one, you have to respect it. Because,
well, they have the prospects.
They're going for it.
That to me is the most fascinating thing, is your organization has had all of these prospects. So they've been really good at identifying and developing, but keep going.
No. I mean, look, it also means they've got a great scouting department.
Yes.
I mean, and that's why, as much as, like, I hear people that say, look, you gotta trade guys to get pieces, to rebuild. It's like, the best organizations are competitive and they continue to draft and develop well. The Padres go to various Latin countries. They identify guys in the draft. They hit on all their dudes for the most part. And their system has been upstanding for, God, the last 10 years, since basically that list of players started with Trey Turner.
That's incredible.
It's unbelievable. And that's how they're able to... And you know, the part that always frustrates me, too, if I'm looking at it from another organization, is they know which ones to keep. They didn't trade Tatis.
No.
They didn't trade Merrill. They didn't trade a few of these guys that have come along to be superstars, or look like they have the potential to be superstars. And yet, they still have enough in the coffers to move off of a DeVries, to move off of anybody on that list, to go out and get the players they need.
Well, I think they've also done a good job picking the right guys in free agency who will go there. You know, getting Machado was huge. I know the Bogaerts deal doesn't look good today at all.
No.
There was a time when I remember they paid for Hosmer and everyone thought that was just the craziest overpay of all time. Getting Machado was a boon for them. Because I do think you don't get Machado, a lot of this looks like, Machado's been awesome.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.